to see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light, the shining tree, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
Welcome to Let's Find Out. That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. The purpose of Let's Find Out is to serve the higher good. Let's Find Out brings you viewpoints of how to grow within. The goal is to assist you in manifesting your desires in your daily life, to bring to you the concept of truth, that we are all intrinsically connected to the one source that empowers you to manifest your life's purpose, as well as your life's vision. Along the way, your spirit will heal, grow, and prosper when you connect to your blessed higher self. The universe is expanding, and all of us must begin to tune in as we join our mind, body, and soul to the higher energies that are now available to us. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out helps you to establish a link for that purpose. The ultimate desire of the human consciousness is to connect with our blessed higher self, our angels, and our guides. They help us along the path of life. The wave of the new fifth dimension energies, the double helix, is now helping you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and helps to strengthen us and guide us to be able to give just a little bit more of ourselves. Take the time to get quiet, to close your eyes, and to go within. Meditate as often as you can throughout the week. Who can predict the messages that will come to you? Now you can know the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands as you just sit still and listen. This new energy, the double helix from the fifth dimension, is always stronger during the holiday season, the season of magic, joy, sharing, laughter, and love. Let's Find Out wishes you a fabulous holiday with a successful and joyous 2018. Happy holidays and Happy New Year to all of the Let's Find Out and BBS Radio listeners. Now, let's listen to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. It is now the Sunday before Christmas, and we have a lot of things happening this week. And I have got the right person on tonight to talk about it. Famed astrologer Mark Dodich is on with me tonight, and we are going to talk about the things that happened this week. Mark, I think there's three planets that go into Capricorn this week. Is that right?
A lot of earthy energy here, which is great if we all want to get practical and roll up our sleeves and get to work. It can be really a good payoff.
It's time.
But we can also feel overloaded at the same time.
The first is Saturn, the second is the Sun, and the third is Venus. Why don't you tell us about it?
So the big one is Saturn, because that only happens every 29 years. So number one, if a person were to go back to think about roughly 1988 to 1991, that was the last time Saturn moved through Capricorn. And of course, Saturn and Capricorn are buddies. We call it rulership in astrology, meaning they work well together. And one thing we're seeing in society right now is Saturn and Capricorn both rule taxes, so taxes has been the big conversation in the news lately. Of course, it rules our structure, the core structure of our life. And what I've been telling people is, you know, in the next 2 years, our life is going to change. The rules, the infrastructure of the roads, our personal foundation is all up for a shift.
And that's also travel and roadways.
Roadways, bridges, on a personal level, it's the core structure of your life. How you're living your life, where you're living your life, is all really up for review at this point in time.
That's neat. And also, something else happens on Tuesday besides Saturn moving into Capricorn. I'm trying to remember what that is, but there's something else. I know that this brings a somberness and a serious focus, What about corporations, technology, and policing?
Well, of course, Saturn and Capricorn both rule the law, and they both rule prejudice. And, you know, we're coming out of about 2 years since 2015 when Saturn was in Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is the philosopher of the zodiac. So we've been looking at what's right and what's wrong, whether it's in regards to police and profiling or borders between us and Mexico or between borders in Israel, you know, and that's been going on a global level. And on a personal level, we've all for the past couple of years doing what I call cautious expansion, conservative optimism, trying to put this big Sagittarius into a form that is represented by Saturn. Well, now it's time to make some choices, because while Sagittarius for the last 2 years philosophizes about everything, Capricorn's the one that actually puts it into a form. And so all of us are going to be looking at our boundary issues. And, you know, boundaries at the holiday is certainly a fun thing. taxes, budgets. In the body, both Saturn and Capricorn rule bone, skin, teeth, knees, hair.
Right, structure.
So you'll remember last time we talked about Jupiter moving into Scorpio for a year back in October. Well, that's a part of this. That's the opening volley for what's going on. And the idea is, well, number one, let's talk on a health level. Scorpio rules dentists and dental issues, and Saturn rules teeth. So definitely don't be blowing off dental appointments at this point in time.
Through that now, that's too funny.
Yeah.
I just had a crown put on and found out I need a root canal. The other thing that's happening on Tuesday is the new moon. And also, what happens when Saturn conjuncts Pluto and Capricorn? I know that's a while down the road.
Well, you know, but it's a very good point, because in astrology, a lot of clients come and they go, Mark, when is this going to be over? When am I going to be through this thing? And I'm asking people to look at the bigger picture right now, because in 2020, Saturn and Pluto, structure and transformation, are going to hook up in the sign Capricorn. And the planet Jupiter is going to be moving into Capricorn at that point in time, too. So I'm looking at these shifts of Jupiter moving into Scorpio, God of blessings, expansion, Scorpio elimination, healing, deep level release, started October of 2017 till November of 2018. That was the opening volley. Now here's the next step, Saturn moving into Capricorn through most of 2020 and dealing with the core structure of what's important to us. And, you know, Saturn is a sacrifice in the short term for the long term good. And then, of course, as you say, Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter, three of the heavy duty planets in astrology, are all going to be lining up when we get to 2020.
So, but you know, there's good things, too. I always call Saturn the hand of the father, the disciplinarian. But if you are disciplined and you do follow through and you do set your long-term goals and you start working towards them, when Jupiter goes into Capricorn, it brings you the reward. Is that not true?
It is. Saturn is definitely a reward planet. But the way I like to describe it to clients is with Saturn, you pay for it in advance and then you get your reward. So it's not like our society that does credit cards where you buy it and pay for it later. Saturn's no, you pay your dues and then you get rewarded.
Or you do your work and then you get rewarded. And the other key here, which is really interesting, especially with Capricorn, since Saturn rules Capricorn, is that if you don't do a thorough job, if you're lazy about your work and you only do a half-hearted job, you will have a loss instead of a gain.
You'll either have a loss or you won't manifest at the level you could.
Right.
Is how I would say it. And of course, you know, the key words we use with Saturn is you sacrifice in the short term for the long term good. Say you buy something like a structure, like a house. Well, theoretically, that house is going to gain value over time. But in the short term, you're fixing it up and getting it right. Which then can hit your cash flow and you can go, oh my gosh, I'm broke buying this house. But the beauty is that over time it gains a value.
Right. And you know what else is happening in January with all this new movement? We have a blue moon.
Right. Right. Yeah. And so that'll be fun. And we're also going to have, you mentioned Venus moving into Capricorn here through late December and early January. That's more of a business-like combination. Actually, it's better for business than it is for romance.
It's moving in on Christmas Eve, so maybe they're going to have fabulous sales from Black Friday to Christmas Eve.
Well, and I'm thinking people will be buying practical items on the day after Christmas. You know, things that have long-term value will be favored.
The exchange will be wild because of Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
That there'll be a lot of exchanges, and they may indeed go for a more practical idea.
Well, and since you mentioned the middle of January, we know this Venus, which is, you know, the planet of love, money, art, and beauty, will move into Aquarius through just before Valentine's Day. And that is excellent for getting out and opening up to new circles of friends, trying out new groups or organizations, and getting out and basically shaking hands.
People are doing that. I'm seeing that people are changing churches. They're changing banks. They're changing what they want on the internet, what they want to read, especially. And why do I feel so strong that Capricorn has something to do with books? Reading in Capricorn is, I don't know, it just seems like that's what Capricorn wants you to do. Maybe it's research.
Well, the kind of books that you would read to learn something, like something practical, how do I do something, would be great for that. But we've also got that Jupiter in Scorpio. And, of course, Jupiter rules publishing businesses. And, of course, Scorpio rules the part that you talked about, people eliminating people from their life, people that no longer resonate with them philosophically. But, you know, in esoteric astrology, the spiritual branch of astrology, both Saturn and Capricorn rule an initiate into a new order.
Right.
We know Saturn rules testing and licensing and certifications. And so the idea is that, you know, we need to go to a new level of who we are as human beings.
And I think we're doing that because I think we're also going to have top power changes during 2018 and 2019. And I think that countries and cities and organizations are going to change their laws. That's part of Saturn doing the breakdown and then the building up again. But they are going to change their laws, and we are going to have to live differently. For example, try to get on an airplane. Or maybe they're going to change the border by car laws as well as the border from state to state.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Borders, boundaries are all those kind of issues that we need to look at. So, but not just here. This is a global thing.
Global, absolutely. Especially in England and in India. This is what I'm feeling. And also, I think Korea is going to calm down a little bit. I think there's going to be a change. I don't know how, but it's going to happen from within the country.
Well, the way I've been describing it, and this goes to a whole different topic, but you remember we were talking about the eclipses back in August, you know, the big one that got all the press.
Right.
That one was in late Leo degrees, which landed on Donald Trump's ascendant, how he projects himself into the world, and Mars his warrior. And for the country of North Korea, has their Saturn, their disciplined rulemaker, at the end of Leo. So, you know, the low side of Leo can be the drama queens and kings. And so everybody was talking big back then. Well, on February 15th, we have our next solar eclipse at exactly the opposite side in Aquarius.
Uh-huh. And
Aquarius is a more cool, detached sign, which I'm hoping that means more level heads.
One of my predictions was that between now and possibly the end of January, there is going to be earthquakes. I think 2018 is the year of earthquakes. And I feel that this particular earthquake is going to come down through Alaska and Canada and the Upper California. And I think it's going to do something with the Vancouver Islands. And that is going to directly come from North Korea's testing in the Pacific.
Hmm. Well, I know this is a little off topic, but we had an astrologer research big earthquakes, you know, like 8.0 and above here in Portland.
Yeah.
And she found that different locations had different signatures to their eclipses, or earthquakes rather. And she felt that San Francisco was associated with the fixed signs, such as Taurus. And I know at spring equinox, we're going to be talking about the planet Uranus moving into Taurus, which is an Earth-fixed sign. And if that research holds water, you know, San Francisco could be a, you know, a likely location.
But when you said the Aquarius eclipse is opposing the Leo eclipse, what that brought to me was that's the result of whatever happened back then. So, A, something can happen with Donald Trump, and I feel that it's going to be an illness, not anything in the courts, and something can happen with North Korea because they were both hit in that. So the Aquarian earthquake that's coming in February, isn't it, Mark, could produce the result of that, which would make the prediction that I'm seeing correct and explains to me why I'm seeing it. And very interesting.
Well, and Leo actually rules the heart in astrology. So I was watching to see heart issues going on.
That could be what's happening with Trump. They just published his diet on the internet, and it was hysterical. 5 bottles of Diet Coke a day, and he eats everything from McDonald's. So God bless him.
Well, and, you know, who knows? We could take the high side as perhaps a heart opening could occur, and the low side is some of the drama that we've seen.
I think the high side is that I predict that 2018 is going to bring a spiritual renaissance, and that the heart is going to be open. And you know what, Mark? It's going to start to show through television, radio, and movies. And I think some of these policing shows are going to be eliminated, and they're going to bring in more shows that are heart-centered. And I really do. I asked you about policing before. We have to touch on that a little bit. But I do feel that we are going to become softer in that way in many areas of the world.
Well, I hope you're right. But we also see a lot of these TV shows like SEAL Team and what have you.
Yeah. And SWAT.
And usually you see the whole range. You know, we're talking about Saturn and Capricorn, which rules the law and the core structure. Well, if you went back to 1988 to 91 to see what happened then, that was when the USSR, you know, the former Soviet Union, collapsed under that. So all the boundaries of all these countries changed.
Right. And that
was when the independent state of Palestine was created.
Well, now they're taking it away, which is interesting. Also, I think Queen Elizabeth is going to step down, and that will be a change. And I think that we're going to have a change here in this country as well because of something with Trump. And as you said, heart-centered, I do feel there's an illness coming, so we'll have to see about that. There will be a change, and it's supposed to happen before the State of the Union, which is January 20th. Now, when is that eclipse in Aquarius?
It's actually February 15th, but I use 3 months before and after an eclipse.
Okay. Its range. Yeah, I've always heard that the energy happens before the action, so it could be a little bit later. I don't want people to take me at my word. I was only giving a feeling, you know, some kind of somber feeling. Also, there's something going on with corporations and technology. I think the technology is being phenomenal. I think that we're way ahead of ourselves in technology and that the human body hasn't been able to catch up with everything that's happening. What do you think?
Well, my hope is that it all starts to get more grounded because, as you mentioned, there's all this Capricorn energy coming in with the solstice and the end of this year. And of course, as I say, those are the kind of things that, in this case, you're going to take through our 2020 conversation that we started earlier. And we're all going to get more grounded. And the way I like to view it is it's that bringing that spirituality down to earth to work in a practical way rather than often what I call woo-woo land.
Uh-huh.
So it feels like it's this practical spirituality that we're going to be bringing that down to earth to work with people.
But also the technology can go beyond the planet, and it can go beyond Jupiter and Mars, and it can find out that we really do have true aliens. I know they just found another solar system that's very similar to ours. And we're all, everybody worldwide is thirsting for knowledge from other realms.
And of course, we're going to have that new Webb telescope be put up next year. And that's going to open up a whole new world to us.
Great discoveries, wonderful discoveries, as well as medicine. Medicine is having some breakthroughs. I do know that some patents have just been released that will come into effect next year that's going to help with illness. I am a little bit worried about the healthcare plan. Now, doesn't Capricorn rule the healthcare plan?
Well, it rules the government part of it. In other words, the law and how we're operating. And even when it came in back during Obama's time, I looked at it and I says, oh, this is something that's going to take many years to put into place. Because, as you know, Pluto in Capricorn started back in 2008, and it doesn't go into Aquarius until about 2023. And so these big society things, they don't just happen overnight, and because you got to change the consciousness of the people is a part of it.
The whole thing is that I'm worried about Medicare and the things that we're so used to slowing down, because without Medicare, every nursing home would close. What would the children do with their parents? And then we're going to have the medical short-term med centers close because they won't be supported. And we're going to have a lot of people in excruciating pain because of high drugs. And I don't want to see that happen. I'd like to see that all avoided.
Well, and I think on the bigger picture level, when Pluto gets to Aquarius, which we said is about 2023, I would think that that will bring in more of the universal health care.
Yes.
Whereas now we're fighting back and forth over what's the right thing to do.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. At least there's hope. People have to have hope. Because I think at 2018 opens, we're going into some dark days.
Well, and you know, Saturn and Capricorn also rule things like poverty. And whether that's our homeless problems or I saw a thing in Time magazine recently with children starving in Yemen. You know, in the abundance that our world has these days, for children to be starving, it just seems so wrong.
You have children starving in this country. Just go to West Virginia or go to Paterson, New Jersey. I know you remember that, Mark. And we do. We have... Yeah, you know, Passaic Patterson, we have people starving, and we need to help them more. And there's lots of people that don't think we should help because they think that they made their own problem. Children don't make their own problems. Children have no say in it.
Well, and the thing about this Saturn moving through Capricorn for the next couple of years is going to be us making choices as to what do we want to fix and help, and what are we going to, you know, see. Saturn and Capricorn both make choices. They're the managers of the zodiac, and they choose either we're going to do this or we're not going to do this.
Well, that's good.
And
to be restructuring.
Well, and hopefully the consciousness of the people will be telling our politicians that, you know, these are problems you can't ignore anymore.
I think that is going to happen. And I do think, as I said, we're going to have a raise in consciousness, but I don't think it's going to be before there's some darkness. I think there's some, you know, lessons that still have to be learned, Mark.
Well, and for good or for bad, humans seem to sometimes need some cataclysmic event to get them to make changes. You know, whether it's a 9-1-1 event or whether it's some big soap opera story. I mean, just look, Jupiter moves into Scorpio back in October. Scorpio rules sexuality. And what happens, the whole movie and political industry and sexual abuse comes to the surface.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. The other thing is, I have to ask you a question now. Saturn is leaving Sagittarius. Do you think with Uranus in Aries that these fires, these horrible fires, will begin to calm down?
I love to say yes to that, but I think that the fires are a bigger issue that obviously they were brought to light because Sagittarius rules things that happen big, and of course it is a fire sign, and Jupiter rules natural resources.
So maybe we'll put some water on it.
Well, that, or as you say, earthquakes, because Saturn actually rules the, you know, the crust of the Earth.
Well, part of my predictions for 2018, I'm calling it the year of earthquakes and the year of attempted assassinations, because there is a fiery upset. There's an upset with people. There's impatience. There's judgmental. We talked about that as we opened the show, that I feel has to really calm itself down. And so I feel there's going to be anger at how things are changing to the detriment instead of the betterment of people.
Sorry to say, I agree with you.
We'll have to see. We're coming to the station break, and this is Elizabeth Joyce and Mark Dotish, and we've been talking about Saturn moving into Capricorn, the winter solstice, and when Mark comes back, he's going to tell us about the winter solstice and what we can expect. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we'll be back in a little bit.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of December 18th through December 24th, 2017. This week opens with celestial energies that lead to new beginnings. Since three planets enter Capricorn this week, it's best to think seriously about making any new beginnings. It's time to get serious and focus on what you want, and then get down to work. Restructuring Saturn is just one short day away from moving into Sirius Capricorn through 2020. The foundation of your life is about to open up and go through fundamental shift in your priorities, so you might as well open up to a larger set of beliefs. A Sagittarius new moon is a generous benefactor, so give and receive from a mindset of prosperity and abundance. The new moon in Sagittarius on Monday encourages you to move away from the old and bravely welcome the new, and the same holds true on Tuesday when Saturn moves into Capricorn through 2020. Saturn represents the Father and accepting responsibility for your actions, which brings us to a serious focus and hard work. This is the first time since 1988 that Saturn has been in Capricorn. Where were you then and what was going on in your life? Meditate and reflect on those memories, as they could be a part of what's going on in your life now. As Saturn moves through heavy-handed Capricorn, the very structure of your life will shift and change. It's also the combination of an initiation into a higher order, perhaps the fifth dimension, assuming you're ready to get there. Read Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension by Elizabeth Joyce, for more information. If not, then is the taskmaker that will get you prepared, because the universe always pushes you into action and change, even if you're not ready. However, it can be far more painful for you to resist these necessary changes. Serious choices need to be made in the upcoming year of 2018. Choices that go beyond your daily routine, the same old, same old. This energy of accepting responsibility will be felt locally and globally for cities, states, countries, and nations. On the higher levels, this is the combination of initiation into a new order, where you go beyond the confines of this material existence into a larger consciousness, more of a universal consciousness. We will experience a global spiritual renaissance as all of us open up our divine connection to our soul and to the universe. Humans will be working out of a different awareness, from the heart instead of the head. This will be reflected in many areas, including advertising, the media, TV programs, and popular films. This transition has already begun. Both Saturn, representing the law, and Capricorn, representing the father or the judge, believe in a strict need for law enforcement. We will have some martial law, especially when traveling across borders, a tightening up with homeland security, along with a stricter banking and internet laws. Saturn remains in Capricorn until March 23, 2020, and over this time, the millennial children born between 1988 and 1991 will be experiencing their first Saturn return, which happens between the ages of 27 and 29, as well as adulthood and building their own personal future. The longest night of the year, the winter solstice, is on Thursday, December 21st. As the light slowly begins to come back to the northern hemisphere, the sun moves into Capricorn. Winter begins, but there is a promise of bringing us a new spring season at the equinox in March. The sun is shining on Saturn, which is now 2 days into its 2.5-year cycle in Capricorn. Remember that with the moon still in the new moon phase from Monday, you will have fresh energy for the coming 3 months. There's a price to pay, and that is realizing it's time to step into a larger responsibility in your life. That can mean changing the very structure of your daily life, improving boundaries, and making choices for long-term benefit. Those people who are operating in the I want it now level of thinking will be heavily challenged to relax, renew, review, and change their patterns. Patience will be needed, but ultimately there is a promise of success. This energy is a part of something larger, meaning that we must go beyond politics and beyond fear-based news and behavior into something more congenial and harmonious. There is a great opportunity coming from ambitious Mars aligning with expansive Jupiter this week. If you are willing to eliminate restrictive and judgmental beliefs, behaviors, and people who drain your power, you will find it easier to take steps to bring forth your desires, passions, and higher ideals. The trick is to keep your heart open without getting sucked into a painful emotional drama. This begins the practice in empathy rather than in sympathy. On Friday, Mercury ends his retrograde cycle just in time for the afternoon rush hour, so allow extra time in traffic or leave work a little early if you're able to. This is good news for all holiday travelers. Friday night is friendly and social. Saturday is quite pleasant, but the energy prefers to be around the people who are emotionally and spiritually tuned in. It's almost Christmas after all. Time to finish up the last-minute shopping with a deep feeling of grace and gratitude. Sunday, Christmas Eve, has the moon in quiet and gentle Pisces. This is great for spiritual activities or sharing a good movie. Also, beginning on Christmas Eve and lasting through mid-January, Love and Money Venus moves through practical Capricorn. This may not be the best sign for Venus, but it reminds us of our karmic responsibility to family and to those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and the happiest of holidays from BBSRadio.com, Let's Find Out and Elizabeth Joyce. And now, let's get back to tonight's program on Let's Find Out. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright, with enthusiasm and grace and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Bless the beasts and the children, for in this world they have no voice. They have no choice. Bless the beasts and the children, for the world can never be. Light their way when the darkness surrounds them. Give them love and let it shine all around them. Bless the beasts and the children.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Perry Como singing Bless the Beasts and the Children, which is always a wonderful thing to do around holidays, but also all during the year. My guest tonight is Mark Dodich, and we're talking about the stars and the moon and the sun and everything. He's an astrologer, and we're now going to talk about the winter solstice that's coming up this week. Right, Mark?
It is, and of course, that's a chart for the next 3 months to give us a hint of what's coming.
Oh, good. Let's do that.
So we know the first thing we already talked about in the first segment, and that was the Sun and Saturn are going to be aligned. And of course, the Sun is the life force, so obviously it's shining light on this new energy that's going to be with us through most of 2020. So number one, I would start with, what is the core structure of your life? Are you happy with it? Do things need to be readjusted? And that's all the day-to-day mundane humdrum stuff, okay?
Shopping for the food and the paying the electric bill, right?
Exactly. But there's also a pretty interesting, fun, I think, thing going on. And we've already been feeling this for the past couple of weeks. Earlier, we talked about how Jupiter is spending 1 year in Scorpio, which is great for detective, researcher, healing, let go, release type work, or what I call laser beam focus. Because if you know Scorpios, they're really good at doing whatever they decide to do. They're just not very good at doing things they should do, but their heart's not really in it.
Oh, that's true.
And so Jupiter spending a year in Scorpio. And the planet Mars has been moving into Scorpio for the past couple of weeks. It is starting to move up into alignment, what we call a conjunction with Jupiter. And that's going to be exact on January 6th. But they're going to be really close together in the chart for winter solstice. And Mars rules your ambition. If I want it, I must go get it. I must be a warrior. I must attack. I must be assertive. And Jupiter rules your belief system. You know, am I willing to let myself have something bigger? And it is the risk taker of the zodiac. Now, Scorpio's not a real big risk taker, so we're going to call that conservative risk taking to bring your big ideas into fruition if you're willing to roll up your sleeves, open to a larger belief, and allow it to come in. You could do a lot in this first quarter or this next quarter coming up.
That could be starting a new job, deciding to work for yourself and leaving a job. It also could be making a decision on a marriage, as well as whether you want to buy a dog or have a child. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. So for the people who have already been doing their release work, that would be a good indicator for it's time to push forward into something bigger. And for the people who have been goofing off and not doing the release of things they need to get released, this would be a kick in the backside to say, you better get on with it.
Right, because the universe always brings you what you need, not necessarily what you want. And when I talk to people and I say, go clean out your closet or go clean out your basement, because as you're doing it, you're going to do release work, and they don't do it, then they stay in those old patterns of the same old, but everything else changes around them, so it has to collapse. Their world has to collapse first before it can change.
It's like dragging a ball and chain with you to a new place.
Some people don't see that, do they? You're supposed to go and clean out your new place with your sage and your sandalwood, and they just come right in and move on as if nobody else ever lived there, or they don't have anything to clean up, and then blame everybody else. It's really funny.
And see, the beauty of this Scorpio energy is you have to be willing to look for deeper meaning in something larger. And while the universe can support you in creating something larger, it can't be just money for the sake of money. There has to be more meaning to it than purely just the material world stuff.
That's true. So what do you see for the next 3 months with our country or with the world? Do you see anything I want to progress with? Upliftment or corporation or medical breakthroughs or anything?
Well, I see it as rather complicated because this Scorpio takes people down to the depths. And, you know, Scorpio has two symbols, the eagle and the scorpion. And some people are going to choose the scorpion. I'll kill them before they can kill me. And sure. Some people are going to choose the eagle, which is I'm going to fly above the soap opera and take the high road and not participate in it. And then you've got this moon is in Aquarius for solstice. And Aquarius says, I must open to higher ideals, to bring a higher vision to the world, to create win-win environments, to play together nicely, whether it's differences of race or politics or, you know, whatever separates people. And so, see, some people are going to choose the highway, you know, the high road, and others are going to take that, as they called it, the kill them or before they can kill me road. And so to answer your question, it feels to me like it's going to be a real mixed choice. And if all you do is watch the negativity on the news, you're going to miss a lot of nice things that are going on, too.
And there are a lot of nice things going on everywhere. You know who I praise? I praise the firefighters. I praise the when we had the hurricanes, all the people that went out and helped and, you know, the rescuers and the hospital people on the ambulances and everything else, because they're the ones that are so forgotten. And what about when our power is out and it comes on in 3 hours? How do you think it comes on? Those wonderful people go out and do it.
Well, and see, that'll be a part of this Capricorn energy is perhaps fixing the grid and fixing the infrastructure so that when those kind of things happen, as you say, they either happen in a shorter period of time or that they repair things that should have been repaired a long time ago is going to start to happen.
And the other thing that you mentioned off air today, which I thought was so interesting, was the eclipse that we have on February 15th in Aquarius opposed the eclipse we had this summer in Leo. It's also the year of the dog, according to Chinese astrology. So what's up with that, Mark?
Well, I know the year of the dog this year doesn't start until February.
February 15th, 16th.
Yeah, which, you know, is considered to be actually a pretty industrious, hardworking, auspicious kind of year, although I'm not really one to be real knowledgeable in Chinese astrology, but it's considered to be a good year.
different.
And the other thing is, since you mentioned the eclipses, we talked about the big one that got all the press, but there's also a lunar eclipse coming. And you mentioned that, I think at break, that we have a blue moon coming up, meaning that there's two full moons in January, January 1st and 31st. And the one on the 31st is actually a lunar eclipse. And it is also opposite where the lunar eclipse was last August. So I've been telling people to think of it as like bookends. You get to see both sides of the coin. So go back to your life last August and see what was going on last summer. What were your ideals? Where was your heart engaged? Where was your heart not engaged? And now to look at it from the other side of the coin, as we get into this blue moon at the end of January in Leo, where's my heart engaged? Where not? Where do I need to play more? Where am I not having enough fun in life? Are the kind of questions we should be asking ourselves.
And then that's through February, the solar eclipse, the 27th of Aquarius.
Yeah, you know, one thing we didn't mention was that solar eclipse on February 15th is the day before Valentine's Day. And, you know, astrologers as a rule don't like to make big, initiate new actions in a couple of days before a solar eclipse. So in my mind, we would say that would be a karmic influence if somebody asked someone to get married on Valentine's Day. Okay. I'd tell them to wait till after the eclipse if they're going to ask someone to marry them.
Frankly. Very, very interesting.
And in fact, the moon on Valentine's Day is going to be in the sign Aquarius. And, you know, that's the sign of friendships. You need to develop the friendship side of your relationship this Valentine's Day, which I know contradicts what the marketing will say.
That's okay. You and I have been pretty good with what we say, so people listen. And I trust the intuition that comes forth from you, because you're right on.
And Aquarius rules group energy. It might be actually more fun to go out on Valentine's Day as part of a group, as opposed to the traditional way of looking at it. Because, you know, Aquarius doesn't do things the way everybody else does them. It's a non-traditional sign.
The other thing we could do is to have a group meditation and send love to all of the other nations and ourselves, too.
Absolutely. You know.
Love and, days and love.
And it's also the night before the solar eclipse, which is... need to go deep within to see what are these higher ideals that we want to bring out into our life, into our world.
And write them down so that you can read them right through the spring equinox. Because we're talking about the time between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. So that's a very good thing to do. Concentrate more on meditation and concentrate more on world peace and people coming together with their corporations and their technology. People coming together and realizing that we have to support each other in order for us to survive.
And just as a teaser, we know that spring equinox is going to bring some pretty significant changes. As we mentioned earlier, the planet Uranus, which is the revolutionary, and also a little planetoid we call Chiron, who we call the wounded healer, is getting ready to leave Pisces and move into Aries. So we'll be talking about that next time. So wouldn't it be good at the solar eclipse in February to really hold the higher vision so that when these bigger changes come knocking at our door, we've already done our homework.
We're ready with open arms. Well, this has been wonderful having you on tonight, Mark. And you're coming back in March. I think it's going to be the 18th. And we'll be talking about spring and the flowers coming up and all those lovely things. Thank you so much for your information. We got a lot of information out on tonight's show. And that's why we're called Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and now it's time for you to get ready for your meditation. And we are going to begin with a Christmas song. In fact, it's the most popular Christmas song ever recorded. And it's the most popular song ever recorded, except for the one that they wrote for Diana when she passed. It's called White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Good night, and I'll see you next week with Annabella. We're going to have a Christmas show on Christmas Eve with all kinds of wonderful Christmas music. So please listen to Let's Find Out if you get a chance. Otherwise, download that archive, because the one we're doing with Annabella will be timeless. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the 24th.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation, Ascension Attunement, Connecting with the Infinite Light, with music by Richard Schulman. Please be comfortable sitting in a chair with both feet flat on the floor. You may lie down on the bed if you'd like, as long as your legs are uncrossed. As you begin to take three deep breaths, feel yourself connecting with your eighth chakra, about 8 feet above your crown chakra. And then feel your inner channel open to receive the amber light, the light of power and love of the divine, which is now available to you to tune into, as the fourth level of your aura is open for you to connect with. This vibration will cleanse, elevate, and renew your personal vibration to bring healing to your mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual being, to activate and bring forth your highest potential, to empower you to begin to manifest and co-create, and to elevate you energetically. Now you will link directly with the divine energies of the fifth dimension, which awakens your psychic gifts, your spiritual abilities, your subtle senses, to perceive intuitively, to psychically know how to bring about blessings in your life and the space you live in now. Allow yourself to breathe and focus within to the heart chakra. Drop your thoughts down to the center of your heart. Quiet your mind and open your heart. Tune into the yellow gold light. Now, reach your focus upward to the 10th chakra, whose color is amber, in the new heart center of the universal body, which is above the 8th chakra. Begin to build your inner circle of light above you and connect it to the light that flows below. Imagine all of the light particles in the area around you are gathering along your spinal column. Feel your spine filling with this amber-yellow light. Visualize a connection from your heart center up to the 10th chakra. It's an arc of light in front of you, beginning at the heart chakra in the center of your body. Arch it out in front of you and reach it up to the 10th chakra above the 8th chakra. Feel that connection. Take a deep breath. Connect. Continue to breathe in and relax. Now bring the arc down behind you, entering your spine at the heart chakra. Allow the light from the fifth dimension, the 10th chakra, to pour into this present time and space, into your body, to illuminate you, to elevate your vibration, to illuminate your being, to bring all the blessings of the divine light into the present time, into your present place, into your physical body. Continue to flow with this circle of light. This is the location where you can solve all of your emotional problems slowly and through divine right action. Continue to breathe and relax. Now put a thought into this circle of light. Visualize a problem, an upset you have been working with on your level of life. See it, then release it. Ask for it to heal. Then see or visualize the outcome that you desire. If you get a blank, it's okay. It's simply the energy is beginning to work for you, and to resolve this issue, to bring it into balance. You may see some other colors appear within this field of light. Sit with this energy. Stay in it as long as you feel comfortable. You want the colors to eventually meld into the amber yellow. Then you will know the problem is healed. Be okay with any result you receive, because sometimes it takes more than one meditation to bring things into balance. This is because all has to line up harmoniously, including everyone else concerned, their hearts, their minds, and their body. Now let the amber light expand beyond your physical body to fill the entire room. Let the light grow through awakening your spirit, through filling yourself with light. You know that all things are made possible. Your gifts are awakened. Your past life lessons and talents are revealed. Your highest and greatest path is paved before you. Your next step is illuminated. Allow it. Allow it. Allow your heart to open and allow your vibration to lift and rise. Strands of light are entering in this time to you, into your space, into your area, to elevate, to heal, to inspire, and to uplift. You are receiving direct attention from each of the guides and angelic realms who make up the circle of light. The guides, angels, and ascended masters who are most in alignment with your unique needs, wants, desires, and intention. They step forward now to support you. So your entire council of light beings surround you in an immense circle of light. Within this circle are your inner circle of guides and angels, of ascended ones, of ascended beings, who can most serve you on your path to ascension. Feel yourself step forward. You are in the center, and each of these guides reaches out, placing their hands on your crown chakra and placing their hands upon you wherever needed for healing. This is not a weight for you to carry, but rather quite the opposite. As each guide places their hands on your body, you are lifted higher. You shine brighter. Your inner light is activated, and your highest potential is revealed. You are able to embody the divine qualities that each of these masters carry within their heart, within their vibration, and they are willingly and fully giving this gift of divine frequency to you now, as their light, as their elevated vibration, as divine love is transferred with their hands, now placed on your shoulders. This is an initiation of sorts. Accept it. Accept a transfer of light, a ceremony of awakening for you, as you ascend and move in the direction of becoming ascended yourself. You are entering into your fully ascended state, your fully awakened state, your illuminated state. The universal body is moving and merging into this physical form, into this very body that you are in now. You now melt into the golden triad of light, which, when fully developed and strengthened, will walk with you on a daily basis. And so, with the outer circle and the entire council of light and the inner circle of your ascended guides, angels, and masters around you, let yourself relax. Breathe and open to the beauty, bliss, and light that is present here. Know that you are bountiful, blissful, and beautiful. Enjoy the radiance from above, from below, from all around you. Begin to see a sliver of aqua surrounding the outer part of your circle of light. The new ray of aqua, opening the heart and raising the consciousness to that unconditional love. Divine qualities, blessings, and frequencies merge with your physical being, so you are less focused on yourself as separate, as physical, and are now tuned into your awareness of the oneness with all. From this state of being, this elevated state of vibration, feel your connection with the entire circle of light and the council of loved ones who are present. Feel your connection with the earth and the sky and the cosmos. Feel the vastness of your spiritual essence. Experience the magnificence of your life, the potential you have as a spiritual being walking in a physical form. Enjoy the radiance from above, from below, from all around you. Become aware of yourself, of your infinite light and power, which lifts you now, which embraces you now, which nurtures your energy now, which heals your body now, which rejuvenates your soul now, which reveals to you the truth of all you are. For when you open your heart, when you ascend in this way, you are able to feel, sense, know, see, and experience your oneness with the earth, the sky, your angels, your guides, some of your ancestors, your ascended masters, and all that is. With all this vast energy, which expands so far beyond this present place and time, imagine this infinite light being compressed down into the area of your spinal column, empowering you to shine brightly. Live in your high vibrational life. Awaken, aware, inspire to co-create, to live vibrantly well, to love, to fully ascend, to fully anchor your blessed higher self, your universal body, into your divine presence and spiritual being, and bring all this into this moment, here and now, and vow to carry the light with you, moving forward, moving into your earth day. Breathe. Become aware. Breathe. Return to love. Breathe. Breathe. Shine with the light, becoming fully aware of all that you are. With the heart, the head, and the hand, the ascended masters wish you well. Good night.